the disciples being assembled together, Jesus said to them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard of me. They asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? He said, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me both in Jerusalem, in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." When he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. While they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. They said, "You men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared to them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. By the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and believers were added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women. They brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter, passing, might overshadow some. Came a multitude out of the cities round about Jerusalem, bringing sick and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. The high priest and they that were with him were filled with indignation and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, "Go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life." They entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. The high priest called the council together and the senate and sent to the prison to have them brought. When the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and said, "The prison we truly found shut with all safety, and the keepers standing without before the door. But when we opened, we found no man within." Then came one and told them, "Behold, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple teaching the people." The high priest asked them, "Did we not command you that you should not teach in this name? You have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine." Peter and the apostles answered, "We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Him has God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. When they had beaten them, they commanded them that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. From the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were accounted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles. False witnesses said, "This man speaks blasphemous words." He speaks against this holy place and the law. That this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the customs of Moses. All in the council saw his face as the face of an angel. The high priest said, "Are these things so?" Stephen said, "Which of the prophets have your fathers not persecuted?" But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." Then they all cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord. Stoned Stephen, he called upon God, saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge."